Blackstone Audio presents The Second Journey by Joan Anderson. To Andrew and Luke, gratitude for the lessons you offered me during the first journey in preparation for the second. 10 years later, one small thing I've learned these years, how to be alone, and at the edge of aloneness, how to be found by the world. Innocence is what we allow to be gifted back to us once we've given ourselves away. There is one world only, the one to which we gave ourselves utterly, and to which one day we are blessed to return. David White, from The House of Belonging. Prologue. Most of us, halfway to 100, confront a need for greater self-awareness. We reach a point when the power of youth is gone, the possibility of failure presents itself, and the dreams of earlier times seem shallow and pointless. And then we find ourselves asking the tough questions. What am I meant to do now? What really matters? Who am I? For many years I had ignored these questions because I had too many responsibilities, too many other lives to consider. But all of a sudden there were no more excuses. Old truths and ideals no longer served me. I was restless, unhappy, and full of an undefined ache. Standing at a crossroads with no clear idea of what path to follow, I only knew that I needed a change. So I took a leap of faith, walked away from the mainstream of life, and dove headlong into the unknown. My first book, A Year by the Sea, tells about the awakening I experienced when I left behind my husband and family to live on Cape Cod.